Adrian Botts, our last guest to go through with their runners today. Morning, Adrian.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Ray.
Morning, Adrian.
And Gay's back in town after a little break, and she found a way. Did she find a way? Did I see a photo to this week's Japan sales?
Yeah, that sale's been good to us previously. So, on the back of the success from Hush Rider and Wolf, we're very keen to go back and try and secure a few more types. And obviously, you sort of got to get in early there at the foal sale. So, we've got a couple of nice prospects there last week. So, hopefully, in a few years' time, you'll see them back down here in a few feature races.
And Adrian, good morning. Speaking of Wolf and Hush Rider, they both trialled. Yes, they both trialled well, particularly Wolf.
Yeah, look, I thought it was excellent trial. They weren't asked too much of them. That was just their first sort of serious hit out since their since their last races. They both had just a little freshen up and sort of been kept in relatively light sort of work since then. So they won't need too much to get them up to the mark. But we'll give them another trial in a fortnight's time, and then they should be ready to go very, very early spring for us.
Yeah, no, promising horses. Wolf in particular looks to be a really promising stayer. Adrian, only two runners this afternoon, but they're both last start winners. Call Me Royal, we saw at Rose Hill a couple of weeks ago. She bounced back to her best off an indifferent run at Randwick, and that's still a head-scratcher for you.
Yeah, look, it might have just been the quick backup for us. It looked like a nice race for her on paper, and had a lot of success with the quick backups previously, but she just may not have appreciated it. And the heavy track there at Randwick, she just, right from the outset, usually her best asset, she's got that natural high cruising speed and good tactical speed, and we didn't see that. So she looked under pressure a long way out. So, that could have just been the quick backup, the surface itself. So gave her plenty of time just to get over that. She freshened up well and really bounced back to her best. And again, at Rose Hill, you knew immediately that the way she was travelling there in the first few furlongs that were in business. Mm. And I think that's in line with what we've seen from her this week. Been looking forward to stretching her out in trip this preparation, which we've now been able to do. It's sort of, now she's a little bit older, it's sort of, she gave the indications early on that she was looking to get out a bit further. So I think she'll handle the 1500 today nicely, and she's done particularly well since her last start.
I guess the other concern apart from the trip, but you've answered that question, was the rise in weight. But she's a tough front-running filly. You have claimed with Sam Weatherly. The weight factor, Adrian?
Yeah, look, that's probably the biggest concern for us today, that she has sort of crept up in the weights. And look, we've tried to utilise Sam's claim once again, but she is only a lightly framed filly as well. Mm. So she'll no doubt it'll be a good test for her, but her racing pattern should hopefully help with that.
And then down to the winter stakes, Adrian, and looking forward to seeing this horseback Stampede. Look, we know he's a talent, but he's only had the 15 starts. He's 1.7. He's a rising 7-year-old. He's still an entire, but obviously he's a very, very good horse on his day. Haven't seen Stampede since he won on Everest Day first up at Randwick, admittedly over 1,600 metres. Today he resumes in the winter stakes at 1,400 metres. Off two pretty solid trials, Adrian. The distance first up for him?
Yeah, just a couple of queries there. Obviously the long layoff and being first up, and as you pointed out, he's a rising 7-year-old and an entire, so it's not getting easier to get him fitter each year. He's just had a nice slow build up to this particular race, and now that he's getting a bit older, he's probably losing a little bit of that sharpness. So the 1400 metres at this level, will be a bit of a test for him. So that's sort of a question mark for him. He's proven he can carry weight in this sort of class. I don't see that as a problem, but he has had a nice foundation. I think he'll no doubt take plenty of improvement off the run, but probably just a query over the 1400 metres would probably be the most significant factor.
Fair enough. Adrian, what was his issue? I know he's had a few injury problems over the years, but when he won at Randwick first up back on Everest Day in October, he looked in such great order. What was his issue after that, which has kept him away from the races?
Yeah, it took him down to Melbourne and had him lined up for a couple of nice feature races down there. He just sustained a soft tissue injury, which he needed a bit of time off for. So, look, we weren't in any rush to bring him back, and gave him all the time that he needed. And as I said, he's had a nice, long, slow build-up. And look, he's a quality horse, and his record shows that, and particularly his record on the on the wet conditions for today. But yeah, I love to see him have his opportunity. And once he gets up to mile plus 2,000 meters over the carnival, I think he deserves to be winning a really nice race. And we just need to use a couple of these early race or late races in the winter just to get him up and racing and get that race fitness into him. So when we get the right suitable races, he's ready to capitalise.
Yeah, he's a quality horse if you can keep him going, and fingers crossed you can. Adrian, you've got Castel Santangelo, I hope I pronounced that correctly, nominated for Wyong today, Hawkesbury tomorrow. Either race looks very suitable for him.
Yeah, look, Hawkesbury tomorrow is where we'll take him. Look, he's through his form. He should be able to win one of these events, but he's unfortunately continuing to make a few excuses. And we're running out of them for him, unfortunately. But look, we've tried to change up his routine and change up his work and just really trying to get a response, because it's he's had plenty of chances, so he's a difficult one to catch for us.
Fair enough. Well, hopefully Call Me Royal and Stampede will be difficult to catch for you today as well at Rosehill. Best of luck this afternoon, Adrian.
Thanks very much, Ray. Thanks, Andrew. Mate.